Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. It's a brand new initiative, and it's happening right here in the nation's capital. First of its kind in Canada at a racetrack, having a bingo hall attached to the racetrack, which of course already has a full slots operation. It's happening here at Rideau Carlton Raceway. First of its kind in Canada. We'll find out more about that on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. It's a rather innovative thing happening in horse racing in Rideau Carlton Raceway and Entertainment Center, the first to have it, namely a bingo hall in addition to slots. With me on the other end of my line is Richard Gardner. He's the Secretary Treasurer, member of the Board of Directors of Rideau Carlton Raceway. Richard, good to have you on Trot Radio.
Good to be here, Norm.
You're a busy man. Normally we'd have this conversation in the studio, but you're out and about. Tell us about whether or not this is indeed a first. I know that Kawartha Downs might have had bingo before the slot started, but it would appear that Rideau is first to get this sort of arrangement.
Well, it appears to be that I think we are the first to try this with a full-fledged slot facility. And we're really looking forward to it because we're now going to be truly an entertainment center, which will have some sort of venue for pretty much anyone in the entire family to come out and participate in.
You mentioned how because of the way things happen to work, the dynamic of some families, sometimes the husbands bring the wives to a bingo game and end up in the parking lot all evening listening to a hockey game. This certainly provides them with an entertainment outlet.
That is correct. A traditional bingo hall, you often see the husbands or boyfriends outside in the parking lot listening to the hockey game in the middle of wintertime with a car running. At least this will give them an opportunity to either play the slots or to, more importantly, come in and get interested in horse racing either via live racing or our teletheater on site.
And a bit of a joke here, it's probably going to be better for the environment.
Very true.
Very true. And you're right. Anything that helps gain an interest in our sport is good. And not to mention the fact that, yeah, they can catch a hockey game as well because our sports teletheater carries all the NHL games at Rideau. I think the question people want to ask in our sport, how is this going to be a plus for harness racing?
Well, I think the biggest reason is this could be bringing bums in seats. It'll be bringing people, attracting new people to Rideau Carlton Raceway, at which time it's our job to try and introduce them to harness racing and to thoroughbred racing via our teletheater on site. And hopefully we can attract those people to like it, you know, the husbands and some of the women as well who would like it. They can come down and enjoy it.
Well, we see a lot of first-timers here at the track who have such a good time that they are coming back, and that's a very exciting thing to see. Let's talk about the actual structure. It's going to be held in the Rideau Carlton Raceway building itself. How many days a week are we looking at?
Well, we're looking at 7 days a week for approximately 12 hours a day right now. There'll be two sessions starting at 11 in the morning and the next one at 5 o'clock at night.
That'll keep people busy, certainly.
Yes, it will.
It'll keep your staff busy as well. That is very exciting. And of course, the important thing is that this is also going to benefit charities.
Yes, it will. This is a charity bingo, which means what'll happen is you will end up with anywhere between 14 to 28 charities will be participating, and they're expected to gain anywhere between $750,000 to $1 million a year for local charities in the Ottawa area.
What's the response been by OLG?
The OLG has been extremely supportive to us. They think this is a great thing. Anything that brings people into our facility would be very beneficial.
Well, it is, as I said, something rather unique. I know that racetracks in the States, some anyway, do have bingo, some have poker, but certainly this is a first for Canada. Certainly speaking with my Rideau Carlton Raceway hat on, I certainly hope it works out for the best, and it looks like it might just do that. Richard Gardner of Rideau Carlton Raceway, thanks for this.
And that'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio, the Internet's fastest-growing harness racing podcast. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standardbred Canada, performed in cooperation with Borg Communications.